Shane, God, how long have you been writing songs?
You know, as long as I can remember. It's just something that happens. I mean, it happens to you. You don't have to work at it, really, if you live it. If you live it, you know.
I think that's the first time that anybody who has played in here has had a song that said the word salve in it. I caught that. I like your lyrics, ma'am, and your voice, too. You have a really original sounding
unique
voice.
Unique sounding voice.
Yeah, I know. When I hear the air check of this, I'm going to think that, too.
Yeah. You'll love it.
That's cool, though, man.
You'll love it.
Don't let anyone tell you that that's awesome, because there's so many people out there that are like, if you don't sound like this, it's no good. That's not true at all.
Thanks, dude.
Unique goes a long way.
Right on.
So how long have you been playing bass?
It's been 28 years.
Wow, you don't even look that old.
Started when I was 10.
No way.
Started when I was 10. My mom and dad were musicians.
Wow.
And we were on the road, and we were in Georgia. We were playing a hotel gig, and dad got a deal on a bass guitar and an old Kalamazoo amp, a Barth bass. And
you joined the band?
And I basically, you know, just started like waking up in the morning earlier than them and picking it out of the case and playing Donny Osmond songs.
Wow, Donny Osmond. Yeah. Like what? I'm a little bit country and a little
no,
bit
rock. No, no. That's one
Donny
bad apple, girl. One bad apple. This is way before I'm a little bit country.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, an old Motown songs. Yeah.
He did I'm a little bit country.
Well, with Marie on their little show.
That's so cool.
That's when I remember Donny and Marie, is when they had that show.
I'm too young. I can't hang with all you guys.
Yeah.
Anybody need a soda?
I'm sure.
I'll go clean your cars or something, and you guys can talk about neat stuff that I know nothing about.
Silly. It's your opportunity to just, you know, learn from us old people. I'm sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
So back in the age of the steam guitar, you know, it took a long time to fire that baby up, but I tell you, the feedback was incredible.
Yes, yes.
Oh, God. So, nice. Shane, you were on the road with your parents. What?
Yeah.
I mean, were you born in Minnesota?
Yep, born in Minnesota.
Did you guys always keep a house here and you just went on the road? Is that how that worked?
Well, look, my mom and dad were a song and dance team, and they were really huge in the Twin Cities. I mean, Sheik's Sextet was a really big entertainment mecca, and they were an anchor part of that. And then they broke off from that, and they did this song and dance thing, and they decided that... Now, this is back in the days when Steve and Edie were huge. I mean, Steve and Edie were a big deal. Tom Jones was, like, doing Delilah, and everybody thought that was Marilyn Manson. I mean, it was...
Wow.
So... So my mom and dad were out, my mom and dad got a great, you know, big time agent out of Las Vegas, and
that's what it takes.
he brought him to the West Coast, and they took the two kids with him, and then he proceeded to book them into every little joint from here to Hawaii.
They played Hawaii? Have you been there?
No, I just said hello. Ugh. Okay.
She's going to call you on every single thing.
Well,
you know
my
that?
Dad was an entertainer in Hawaii, probably right around the same time.
That would have been nice if I'd have faked the Hawaii thing. And then you said, well, do you know the King Kamehameha Club? And I would have said, oh, yeah, I've been there.
I really like the bartender in the back. You know.
Yeah, right.
Fine, that's fine bad effort, though.
Wow, what an interesting childhood.
Yeah, it was wacky.
No wonder you write such wild songs.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's why, but...
How many songs would you say you've written?
Well, you know, I really don't know the answer to that. You know, I've got a lot of unfinished suites, if you will. You know?
So ballpark figure.
Couple hon, you know,
really?
Something like that.
Have you done the opus yet?
You know, an opus? Please define.
Yeah, Dave, what's opus?
Like your crowning moment.
You know...
Your finest piece, the thing you've worked on for so long that maybe you've put away a couple of times and finally brought it out to finish it.
Yeah, you know the pasty resistance.
I don't know. I think my...
Somebody else said that to me tonight. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, you know, I think the greatest... we all have our moments. The music business is just filled with moments of greatness. You really can't attain it and hold on to it for long. You know what I mean?
Yep. Ride it while you got it.
Every successful... organization of musicians that I've dealt with has had really good moments, and I can pick out songs from each one of them that have affected, you know, us and the people that have seen us. But I can't pick out any one thing. I think the present moment is the opus. That's where I'm at with that, dude. I mean,
You're in it right now.
Yeah,
huh?
That's it. I mean,
rock and roll.
Deb Brown and Blonde Faith.
Well, it's
or
that
just
too.
Right this minute, right
that
now,
too, but it's
live
the right
on
this
the
minute.
Air.
Yeah, I'm cool. Feeling good about this.
This is really fun.
Yeah,
I'm having a blast.
Yeah, me too.
And you guys are all just laughing and, you know, having a good old time too, it seems like.
But Deb rocks. I mean, this girl is a vocalist who...
She has got some pipes.
She does it, definitely.
Yep. We had her in one time before you joined the band.
She had to stand in the hall and sing.
Yeah, so practically, yeah. She's got some pipes, my God.
Yeah.
So let's check it out. Is this your song?
No, I didn't write any of the material on this.
You didn't, okay.
No. Kurt and Deb had this, and by the way... great band, great bunch of players, a lot of feel on this record, and a lot of good vibes in this band. It's a good band to see.
Well, check them out live. Do you have any gigs coming up in the next week or two?
We're doing the Mill City thing, Labor Day, actually.
Okay, well, we'll definitely keep our listeners posted on this Mill City thing. I guess it's all going to be local music.
Yeah, we're going to be playing that, too.
Yeah. Right on, baby.
Yeah, I would hope all of you guys are. I would imagine all of you would be. Okay, so let's check this out. Shane's current band... playing bass with Deb Brown and Blonde Faith. And this is a tune that's going to be on a forthcoming release. It's going to be a CD that should be out. Do you know when, Shane?
I haven't got a clue.
Okay. You just play the bass.
That's right. Sure. I'm the bass player, baby.
That's great.
Is that
okay.
Large mouth or small mouth?
Oh, man. All right, check it out. Another You on KQ Homeground.